Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Australia is leading a push for greater international protections for aid workers in war zones. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has been meeting with counterparts and aid agencies on the sidelines of United Nations Summit in New York. She's announced the formation of a ministerial group driving action to protect humanitarian workers. It follows the deaths of Australian aid worker Zomi Franken and colleagues in Gaza earlier this year. Senator Wong says Gaza is now the most dangerous place to be an aid worker.
Regrettably, 2023 was the deadliest year on record for aid workers, more than 280 who were killed. But 2024 is on track to be the worst. This is a deeply alarming trend. It signifies that the rules and norms that are needed for the protection of humanitarian personnel are at risk.
Nearly 500 people have been killed and more than 1,600 wounded after Israel launched fresh airstrikes across Lebanon. Thousands of residents in southern Lebanon have been fleeing north after Israel's prime minister urged them to leave places used by Hezbollah militants. The BBC's Orla Guerin reports from Beirut.
There is fear across this country. It is certainly not just Hezbollah fighters that are caught up in what's going on, but many, many terrified Lebanese civilians. Today, the roads from the south were chaotic with people trying to get away, literally fleeing for their lives, fearful to such an extent that they were driving along both sides of the motorway. It was just a full motorway choked with traffic leaving the south, people saying that they had basically grabbed a few belongings and run for their lives.
The New South Wales Health Minister says he's disappointed nurses have gone on strike for 24 hours. Thousands of nurses walked off the job at 7 o'clock this morning as they demand a 15% pay rise. Some elective surgeries have been cancelled for the next day as the impacts of the strike are felt. But Ryan Park says emergency departments will continue to operate.
If you do need to call 000, continue to call 000. Those emergency departments will remain functioning and in place.
Police are searching for an attacker after a man was stabbed to death in Sydney's inner west last night. Emergency services tried to save the victim at Marrickville, but he couldn't be revived. Distraught family members got into a confrontation with police. An audit of government-owned land has found several sites where more than 1,000 new homes could be built in New South Wales. Surplus land owned by the state government is being assessed for development. The audit has identified another 9 sites in Sydney, including at Woolloomooloo in the inner city, Sydney Olympic Park in the west and Hurstville in the south. The sites will be transferred to Homes New South Wales, with hopes almost 600 homes could be built, of which more than 50% would be social housing. A new curbside rideshare pickup zone has begun today at Sydney Airport's International Terminal. Passengers arriving at the terminal are able to book an Uber trip on their phone. They'll be given a code that'll enable them to link up with a driver just 20 metres from the terminal doors. Sydney Airport officials say it'll help ease congestion during busy periods. The Salvation Army is seeking volunteers ahead of summer to help support first responders and communities in times of natural disasters. The charity is in need of 1,000 extra helpers, especially as the risk of bushfire increases. Salvo's Emergency Services National Program Manager, Bindi Lupus, says there are plenty of jobs to fill.
We want to job match people to something that fits in their strengths and their skills and their passions. It might be helping on our emergency catering trucks to feed first responders and evacuated community members. It might be doing some admin and some data entry and sitting back at a depot or an office to help.
Hope weather.
Mostly sunny this morning with cloudy increasing this afternoon. Light winds becoming northeasterly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour in the early afternoon. A top of 25 degrees is forecast for the city, getting up to 28 degrees in the west. Right now it's 21 degrees in the city and 20 in the west. A top of 31 degrees tomorrow before showers move in, Thursday rain and 20. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
Are you a parent of a child experiencing autism? At Autism 360, we understand that every child's unique with their own strengths and challenges. Our mission is to empower parents with simple, evidence-based strategies to help your child thrive. Our team specializes in helping your child express their needs, manage big emotions, and become more independent. As parents, we know you're doing a great job, but with our help, you could become extraordinary. Visit autism360.com.au. Station sponsor.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
Berkshire Park, we have a crash. Richmond Road remains closed in both directions. Diversions are in place at Landalo Road and St Mary's Road. Enfield, lights blacked out, Hume Highway and the Boulevard. And Ashfield, the crash, Hume Highway at Frederick Street. Take the family away next school holidays with Flight Centre. 5 nights on Daydream Island from $2,699 with over $1,000 of bonus value. Book now. Station sponsor. I'm Ian. That's latest Sydney traffic. Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2. Keep it on.
What could be better joined together than cat and mouse news, which I'm going to bring to you very soon on Hope Mornings? What could be better than that? Cat and mouse news. Oh, I know. Cat and mouse and rat news. Coming soon. Hope Mornings. Hello, I'm Ben McKechnie. This is Miles Smith.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, I don't know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Woke up a stranger in a life I never thought I'd lead. The danger when I put my hope and faith in me, it's a battle. There's a war in deep inside me. Who will I?
things that I should do, and I do the things I shouldn't, and I find myself working hard to just forget all that I did, I said I wouldn't. Bring me back to the days of me remembering that your love, it has no limits. So who will I choose, me or you? Won't you wake me? Remember you love me.
I know that you do.
When my thoughts deceive my fragile heart, I know that you're for me.
And I know that you are.
Even when my world's falling apart, with you there's no worry.
Never ache.
Yeah, you planned my life from the start. So what do? I choose you. 'Cause I forget the things that I should do, and I do the things I shouldn't, and I find myself working hard to just forget all that I did, I said I wouldn't. Bring me back to the days of me remembering that your love, it has no limits. So who will I choose, me or you? Won't you wake me up when my faith is asleep? You never let me go. Bring back my memory. You bring these bones to life when you breathe into me. Remind me how much I need.
Been with you on Hope 103.2. That is Group One Crew. And I saw a story about a cat, and then I saw a story about a mouse and thought, yeah, that's right. What could go better together than a cat and a mouse story? I know. I saw a rat story as well. Cat, mouse, rat. The cat story out of the USA. A husband and wife in California visited the Yellowstone National Park in June this year. They took their cats. One of their cats ran off, but months later, and about 1,500 kilometers later, the cat showed up back at its house. The mouse story. On a Scandinavian Airlines flight from Oslo in Norway to Spain, a passenger opened up their meal and a mouse jumped out. And no, they didn't order the mouse with their meal. Whoa. And a rat story, from a cat and a mouse to a rat. On an Alaskan island, a long way from the mainland, a hunt is on for a rat. But no one's really sure if the rat actually exists. So these are small islands that have got a great diversity of wildlife, and at least at the moment, no rats, because, you know, a rat could be eating all kinds of wildlife. So it's very concerning when there is a rat sighting and Associated Press reporting that recently there was one. And so baits and peanut butter and cameras and all sorts of stuff have been set up. But as yet, no confirmed sighting of the rat, which could be good news. And also, yeah, maybe the rat's really smart. Rats. Hope Mornings, Sean Mullins.
Sharing with us what he knows. Shining eyes are big and blue. And all around him water flows. This world to him is new. This world to him is new. To touch a face. To kiss a smile. New eyes see no race. The essence of a child. The essence. He's born to shimmer. He's born to shine. He's born to radiate. He's born to live. He's born to love. But we'll it is a rock, smoothed over by a stream, and no ticking of a clock truly measures what that means, truly measures what that means. And this thing we call our time, heard a brilliant woman say. She said, you know, it's crazy how I want to try and capture mine. I think I love this woman's way. I think I love this woman. Looking back, just get these demons off my back. 'Cause I want to shimmer, I want to shine, I want to radiate, I want to live, I want to love, I want to try and learn not to hate.
Now, more than ever before.
I've been laying down my head, been. And I know I'm not the only one. Thankful for the things he's done. If you've been living in the blessings that he's given, then if he's been faithful to you, can I get a hallelujah? Someone saying amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Praise him for all the goodness that he's shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God for that. Praise him for friends and family, for the very air we breathe, for having everything we need. Won't somebody come praise the Lord with me? Yeah, can I get a hallelujah? Someone say amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Somebody praise God for that. Oh, can I get a hallelujah? Someone say an amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Praise him for all the goodness that he's shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God.
That is Jordan Felice on Hope 103.2. Out of a really awful situation has come a response that I think most of us, if not all of us, would agree that's the best way to respond to this. I'm talking about a significant scandal that's rocked a church in Michigan, and sadly too many of us have heard about or even experienced church scandals where staff members have allegedly or been proven to have done something criminal, and yet there's been cover-up or denial or excuses or whatever the case might be. But Tony, a pastor who leads this church in Michigan, as the Christian Post is reporting, has said that what's happened there has been a violation of our trust. It's a violation of the call that God has upon us to help people take next steps with God. This is an assault upon the entire church. It's a betrayal of the trust that I put in this staff member, and it's a betrayal of the trust that you put in us.
Hope 103.2.
Spring is in the air, and it's the perfect time to refresh your home. Sydney Blinds and Screens is the destination for the best window coverings in Sydney. This season, get up to 50% off selected window coverings. Yes, you heard right. From roller blinds to outdoor blinds, shutters to screen doors. Their diverse range caters to every taste. Visit sydneyblinds.com.au and speak to the team for a free measure and quote today. And don't forget,
best prices ever seen at Sydney Blinds and Screens.
Station sponsor.
How can you live your best days ever?
Hi, my name is Cecil. Endeavour Foundation in Sydney supports me and other people with disabilities to live in the homes we love, with the supports we need to build our life skills and to support our employment journeys. They support me to live my life my way so I can live my best days ever.
Station sponsor Endeavour Foundation. Visit endeavour.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
Hope 1032.
Tell me what I look like to your eyes. Tell me, did I ever cross your mind? Wonder if I have to wonder why. There's so many things that you could say. Why can't you just come and set things straight? Tell me, did you look the other way? They say it's in the small things that I can see your love. And I got all these big things and they're messing me up. And maybe it's perspective and that could change my mind. And one day all these small things, they will add up over time. 'Cause that happens all the time. Teach me something new, or show me how to love the way you do. Everyone keeps telling me you only want the best for me, but that's just something new to me that I believe. They say it's in the small things that I can see your love, but I got all these big things and they're missing me. Change my mind and start seeing the small things, how they add up over time. I know it will take some time. Once in a while when my heart stops beating, I hear you say, if you just keep breathing, you'll be alright. Promise I
good morning to you. I'm Ben. That is Bella Taylor-Smith on Hope 103.2. Pathological Demand Avoidance, PDA. You might have heard about this a while ago. I've only cottoned onto this recently. It's referring to kids who, even when a simple demand is put to them, it can trigger a really intense response. Pathological Demand Avoidance. A bunch of Monash University researchers are doing an explainer on theconversation.com, and PDA was first coined in the 1980s, but it seems like it's recently picked up a bit of a head of steam. It's referring to kids who show obsessive behavior or struggle with persistence and seek to control situations. But one of the core issues is, well, what makes this different to the sort of defiance that most or all kids will show at some point, let alone adults? And as these researchers are indicating, PDA is not currently listed in the two diagnostic manuals that are used in psychiatry and psychology around the world, because at least at this stage, there is a lack of research and data and case studies that indicate exactly what PDA is, what causes it, and yeah, what may treat it.
Hey, it's Laura. This week on Undistracted, we speak with geologist and environmental law attorney Cheryl Luchin about being more earth conscious and the simple ways we can engage with a conversation that is sometimes really overwhelming.
I really recommend that we embrace the power of the small, because really it's in the day-to-day small things that we make a life and that we make our contributions.
Listen in full to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts and on our website, Hope 103.2.com.au.
I'm Angie.
I'm David. And we met on Christian Connection. It was a moment of vulnerability, but I just felt like it was the right thing to do.
Knowing that it was Christian Connection, I was like, I think a better chance of finding someone like-minded in faith than anywhere else.
The faith thing was the most important.
It kind of lit up when he was talking about his faith and his passions. That really drew me on that first date.
I really do owe everything to Christian Connection, to then let God do the work behind the scenes.
Find your true love story at station sponsor ChristianConnection.com and start connecting today.
Parenting a child experiencing autism isn't easy. There's the long wait lists, accessibility of services, and high cost of support. And the big questions. Will they become independent, find a career and meaningful relationships? At Autism 360, our multidisciplinary team of professionals work with you to build capacity for your child and your entire family from a perspective that only comes from lived experience. Check out autism360.com.au because you were never meant to do this alone. Station sponsor.
My husband has longed to take me to a place he visited when he was a child, away from the city life and city lights, and into the outback, where we will be able to see an entire black sky lit up with the beauty of stars sparkling brighter than I've ever seen. Charles Spurgeon said, "Hope itself is like a star, not to be seen in the sunshine of prosperity and only to be discovered in the night of adversity." If you're facing what you would call a dark season, one of grief, loneliness, anxiety, or hopelessness, let me reassure you, the same God who formed the stars holds your hand even in the dark. In the Bible, King David writes, "It's impossible to disappear from you or to ask the darkness to hide me, for your presence is everywhere, bringing light into my night. There is no such thing as darkness with you. The night to you is as bright as the day. There's no difference between the two." Look up at the sky and be reminded that hope is real. It is a hope that does not waver through trial or storm. It is a hope anchored to the sure and steady rock of the God of heaven. You're listening to Heidi Wiseman from HopeWithHeidi.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk to God, go banging on his door.
You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock.
Yeah.
You can move a mountain, you can break rocks.
You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go by yourself.
You can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile.
You can be the hero. You can get the gold. Breaking all the records you thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people. Do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country. Do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing. Yeah.
That's the script on Hope 103.2. I'm Ben, and if you have ever looked at the fine print on a warranty that you've got on some product and thought, hang on, why did I even pay for that? That just seems unnecessary. There is a big class action happening here in Australia against a major retailer claiming that unnecessary and worthless extended warranties have been sold to tens of thousands of customers over the past 6 years. And if the finding is that those warranties were unnecessary and worthless, this could lead to significant change when it comes to, quote unquote, unnecessary and worthless warranties, what we pay for and what we get. Hope 103.2, Sarah Reeves.
She's singing louder than the radio. Yeah, she thinks she's hitting those Mariah notes. Oh, she turns the world into her own runway. Yeah, she don't need no makeup on her pretty face. Innocent, effortless, confident. When I look at her, look at me. If I really tell you honestly, I've been dealing with some jealousy of the girl that I used to be. Before the world became a scary place, I didn't need the hope for better days. Yeah, I've been dealing with some jealousy of the girl that I used to be. See, she's making flowers out of dandelions.
On Hope 103.2, microtransit is a funky sounding word that plenty of places in the world are trying to get into, according to Time magazine. It's not referring to collections of small cars. Microtransit is the word for not using your car on really short trips, like a kilometre or so. But as we know here in Australia, that's complicated to get the infrastructure, to get the equipment, to get the pricing right, and also that these newfangled microtransit ways of getting around don't become actually more of a public nuisance.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Hi, Tim Gilbert here. New South lawyers solve problems. They minimise risk and seize opportunities. It's the New South way. That's why New South Lawyers is a national award-winning firm. Awards and reputation come from delivering results. From family law to building and construction disputes, your matters are complex. They demand experience
and attention to detail. Let New South Lawyers handle the battle for you. Station sponsor, newsouthlawyers.com.au.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress. Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
Hope 1032.
Today, I'm laughing the clouds away. I hear what the flowers say and drink every drop of rain. And I see places that I have been in ways that I've never seen. My side of the grass is green. Oh, I can't believe that it's so simple. It feels so natural to me. If this is love, love is easy. It's the easiest thing to do. If this is love, love completes me. Cause it feels like I've been missing you. A simple equation, but no complication to leave you confused. If this is love, 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 it's the easiest thing to do.
Do, 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 do.
Feel the way that I do. Do I turn your gray skies blue and make dirty streets look new? And the birds sing tweet, twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Now I know exactly what they mean. Oh, I can't believe that it's so simple. It feels so natural to me. If this is love, then love is easy. It's the easiest thing to do. If this is love, then love completes me. Cause it feels like I've been missing you. A simple equation, but no complications to leave you confused. If this is love, 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 thing to do.
Songs that encourage you through the day, plus the ones you know and love. Hope 1032.
1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Police say the stabbing death of a man in Sydney's inner west last night wasn't a random attack. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Emergency services were called to Marrickville Road at Marrickville at around 7:40 last night. Paramedics treated a 32-year-old man who'd been stabbed outside a fast food restaurant, but the man, who was known to police, couldn't be saved. Acting Commander Ben Kennis says it's clear the victim knew his offender.
Those two people met up and it was targeted. It was not a random attack on Marrickville Road.
He says the scene was highly emotive, with the victim's brother needing to be restrained after breaching the crime scene. Officers are yet to identify the offender and police are reviewing CCTV footage which appears to depict him. At Marrickville Police Station, Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
Australia's foreign minister says she's deeply concerned by the growing conflict in the Middle East. Almost 500 people have been killed and more than 1,600 injured in the latest Israeli airstrikes on Lebanon. Penny Wong has been meeting with counterparts and aid agencies on the sidelines of United Nations summit in New York. She's leading a push for greater international protections for aid workers in war zones. Senator Wong has called for a de-escalation in tensions.
We are deeply concerned. We're alarmed by the escalation and the loss of civilian life, both in Lebanon and also the attacks into Israel. We have consistently said we wish to see de-escalation. We believe a wider regional conflict is not in the interest of any of the peoples of the region.
Nurses have walked off the job across the state for the second time in 2 weeks, calling for better pay and conditions. The unions refuse to accept an interim pay increase of 3%. The health minister is pleading with them to return to the negotiating table. Emergency departments are operating with contingency plans in place. However, some elective surgery has been cancelled. Nurse Michelle Rossentreter says the postponing of surgery is nothing out of the ordinary.
I think what the public needs to understand is that their electives are being cancelled on a daily basis anyway.